So allow your goals to be as big as the universe. Allow your mind to be expansive and step into the version of you who has already manifested these into your reality, and believe with every ounce and every cell in your body that this not only is possible for you, but write it down like it's already happened. Welcome back to another episode on Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. And I am so incredibly excited to bring this episode to you today, where we're going to be talking about the 4 steps to manifest beyond your wildest dreams. And as you know, I love to bring you content that's just super top of mind for me. And lately, I feel like I've been manifesting like a boss. So that is where this episode is coming to you from. It's this space of looking back and realizing, whoa, life is abundant. I am abundant, and all of these manifestations are happening due to the work I've been putting in over the past couple of years. And so I've broken that down into a 4-step process, and I'm gonna go deep with you today. But I want to just remind you that manifestation is not just, oh, I want to own a $30 million yacht, and then boom, it shows up in your beautiful lake outside, or your oceanfront home doesn't just appear overnight. That's not what this is about. So I'm going to be a little woo-woo, but it's not going to be woo-woo in the fact of I'm going to just hope that it happens and tomorrow it's going to be here. But this is going to give you actual steps that you can begin taking today that, if you can stick with them and actually put in the work that I'm going to break down for you in this episode, you're going to start to see shifts in your reality. I can promise you that. Okay? But trust the process. And let's do this thing. So, step 1, get crystal clear on your desired outcome, okay? On your goals, on your vision. And you've got to think in terms of 10x. So some Grant Cardone lingo here. Don't just write down a goal of what you think is attainable for you today or this month or even next month. This is the vision for your life. 10x that goal and think big, right? Maybe it's something like a $30 million yacht, to open up a wildlife-serving nonprofit in Africa, to speak on stage with 20,000 people in the audience, to be a New York Times best-selling author of 5 books. Start to write it down. But something interesting might happen as you do. You go from own a $30 million yacht to, oh, well, I would be cool to have a $100,000 yacht. Like, to me right now with 0 yacht, that sounds really freaking awesome. But don't minimize your goals. If the first thing that came to mind was a $30 million yacht, don't minimize that. Allow reflection to happen when you see this come true, right? Allow yourself to say, okay, well, what other areas of my life am I sacrificing right now, right? This is a great opportunity for reflection. I actually went through this with a client yesterday, and it was, are you sacrificing some other areas of your life? So for example, let's say you're in the kitchen and you love eating slightly green bananas, and you've got 2 bananas on the counter. You've got a slightly green banana and you've got one that's about to go bad. It's nearly rotten and be perfect for banana bread, and you don't enjoy eating them that way. But you don't want to throw away the rotten banana, so you eat that one instead, knowing you're going to have more time to eat the green one that you like. So you sacrifice what you want in the moment for the rotten banana. I shouldn't say rotten, because I love making banana bread with bananas like that, but you know what I'm saying. You wanted in that moment the green banana, and you went for the other one. So if this is showing up when you're writing out your 10x goals, when you're going from the $30 million yacht to the $100,000 yacht, that's sacrifice. See where else this is coming up in your life, because until you're able to break through that and start truly believing that you are worthy of the fucking green banana that you truly ultimately want, you're not going to begin manifesting what it is you ultimately really want. It's all connected, my friends. But here's where the work comes in. Don't you turn off this episode because I'm giving you a little bit of a homework assignment, okay? But you're going to thank me for it later. Here's what you got to do. Write down this vision, these 10x goals, every single day. Every day. And I've read this somewhere, but the difference between millionaires and billionaires is that billionaires write their dreams and their goals down twice per day. Take what you will with that one. Something interesting will happen when you begin to do this. Two things. The first thing that will happen is you'll look at what you're doing every day and be like, oh shit, I'm actually not taking the action that's needed in order to actually make that happen. I should change something. It's going to have you show up differently in the action that you're taking because you're going to be thinking from a different space of making this larger dream come true rather than playing small. The second thing that's going to start to happen is they're going to get a lot more clear and specific the more you write them down because you're going to start to expand your way of thinking. So it might go from just a yacht to maybe a specific type of yacht or color. Maybe it's interior decorated. Like, it's just going to get more specific because that's how our minds work, right? And that's really how my vision started to evolve and get more crystal clear. Okay. So, funny story. I had been writing down on my goals list to manifest a new wardrobe, right? So it looked something like this. I have fully aligned clothes that make me feel good. Okay. I have a brand new wardrobe that feels like a full fuck yes. Okay. Something like that was written down each day on my goals list. And it's wild how manifestation in the universe works. Oddly enough, I had a family friend actually give me massive amounts of clothes, and most of them were brand new with the tags attached. Like, how crazy is this? Okay. So all of these clothes come to me and I'm putting them on and they fit great. Most have the tags attached, all similar to the clothes that I had actually been really seeing myself in, right? Actually, I'm wearing one piece right now. If you're watching me on video, it's a blazer looking jacket. And so I really was picturing having a fully up-leveled wardrobe that felt like a full embodiment of the version of me I'm currently stepping into. And so I knew, you know, having a new wardrobe would really reflect this. But it was interesting how it ended up manifesting in someone else stocking my wardrobe full of brand new clothes, which is amazing. I'm so very thankful. But had I been more specific, like clothes from X store helped selected by a personal shopper, right? So the more clear and specific you can get, the more you will attract exactly what it is that you want. It's just like if you go to a restaurant and you go to order a meal, you don't just say, oh, I want a sandwich. You're like, no, I would like an avocado toast with cucumber on top and flax seeds, right? I mean, you don't want to be that crazy selective of a guest at a restaurant to where, you know, but it's mainly allow the menu to be in front of you as your goals list, but be specific as to which item specifically that it is that you want. Don't just say sandwich. Don't just write down sandwich. Write down exactly what sandwich you would order at a restaurant, right? And don't be afraid to ask for the flax seeds on top, right? Ask for it how you want it, okay? So that's huge. So number one, be crystal clear on your 10x goals and write them down every single day, catching yourself if you feel like you're minimizing your goals or making sacrifices for what you ultimately want. And dive into why you might not feel like it's possible for you, okay? In doing so, be flexible with the outcome. but allow it to guide your actions. Okay? Trust. Fully trust. So step two, it is time that you show the universe you're ready to receive these manifestations. So how you're going to do this is begin to make minor upgrades in your life to energetically match the version of you that you're stepping into. So these go hand in hand. Like I had mentioned on my list was a new wardrobe, because I knew a new wardrobe upgrade would allow me to step more fully into the version of me I'm stepping into. So where are the places right now? Now feel free, grab a pen and paper if you're available. Write down all the things in your life you feel could use an upgrade. Is there anything that doesn't energetically match this goals list that you just laid out right now? Here's a personal example. Don't judge me, okay? So in our bedroom, there is a toilet paper holder, okay? And it broke off. Kylo was like yanking on it and it broke off the wall. And so I went through and there was a massive hole in the wall. And I spackled it, so I fixed the hole, but this was about 5 months ago. And so it's been sitting there broken, and the toilet paper is just chilling on the floor. And each time I'm in there going to the bathroom, I see this spackled wall, and I just look at it. I'm like, that is not... First off, it drives me crazy. And I know low-key when I'm looking at that, it's just... Ugh. I know it just triggers me. I just don't like it. And I find myself constantly staring at it. So where's the spackled wall for you? Okay, what deserves to be upgraded right now to show the universe, hey, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for that next level. I fixed things. I deserve nice things, right? Are you looking to manifest a brand new Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, but you're driving around in a shitty car that has like takeout in the back from 2 weeks ago? That you're keeping a mess, that you don't wash the outside of it. Show the universe that you can handle having nice things and that you're going to care for what you have and appreciate what you have. Are you working to build a multi-million dollar business, but you're doing this with a broken laptop, sitting on your computer, on the couch, in your PJs? Do you think the universe is going to land you a $30,000 client that you could sign this week? Doing that? Or is it time for you to upgrade into an office where you can build a multiple million-dollar business? So step number two, show the universe that you are ready to receive. You are ready for the manifestation of this item. Now, I remember actually saying this in a previous episode, but I had a few messages afterwards, just like, ooh, that landed. So I want to bring this in now. It's like when you're pregnant, okay? And look at, who's calling me? Sorry, my phone is going off. I apologize. So we're gonna hear some vibrating in the back. So it's almost like when you're pregnant, you have the baby shower, you set up the nursery, you get your home, you get your life as ready as it possibly could be for a new baby. You're letting the universe know, hey, I'm ready for this baby. Go ahead, bring it on. We've got the nursery. We've got all the goodies, more than we could ever need. We're ready. So where else can you set up the nursery so that it's ready to manifest this goal, this vision into your reality? Because a baby is coming. It's on its way, my friend. But you've got to give it the environment that it needs to thrive in. So let the universe know that you're ready. And step number three. Look, I told you, I gave you a fair warning when you popped in those earbuds in this episode that it was not just going to be a, hey, I want a $30 million yacht. Go ahead, show up right now, please. Thank you. Doesn't work like that, my friend. So step three, you've got this goals list, right? Okay, turn the page. Turn the page on that one, my friend. Next, what's the aligned action? You're gonna write down the aligned action. What is that step number one? My friend, you've gotta go an inch before you can go a mile. Okay, so don't get consumed. Okay, that's not what I'm saying though. Don't get consumed, don't get overwhelmed by the how. Figure out the very next step. Move an inch in the right direction. Okay, so if your large goal is to buy a multi-million dollar beach house, go to an open house for your dream home and get a feel for the layout that you want. Like, is that the kitchen that you would like? Or no, like, actually, I don't like that. This is how I would do it differently. Get clear on what this looks like, yeah? If your goal is to speak on stage in front of 20,000 people, maybe the first step is to hire a coach who could teach you how to become a public speaker. Or maybe it's hiring a PR company who can go out and actually find you speaking engagements so you don't have to worry about that part. In every single goal that you just took note of, there's a step one. So circle that big, juicy goal that's just screaming at you right now and figure out that step one. That's it, my friend. Do that every single day, and I guarantee you, you're going to be moving mountains towards this vision that you have outlined for your life. Step four, acknowledge what you've manifested every single day. Oof, there's so much power in this. And I've actually just finished reading Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. Incredible book, by the way. And this book does an incredible job reminding you to just appreciate the manifestations, specifically money, that comes into your life every day. So if one of your goals is for financial abundance, insert whatever number you feel resonates with you the most, then what you appreciate appreciates. Begin to track every day all of the money that you manifest. This could be actually received money, like someone paid you $2,000 for your coaching program, or this could be, hey, someone just bought me lunch today that it was worth $30. Okay, you're gonna take note of this because you've just manifested money into your life. Okay, you can keep track of this every single day, and I promise you I do, and I manifest so much money, so much abundance into my life from tracking this. Okay, so track what you manifest, but also start a list. Okay, maybe keep a list in your journal. That's things I've manifested, or I manifested this, and watch it grow and witness the unfolding of the things that you've manifested. So going back to my example of the new wardrobe, I wrote that down, but I also wrote down like how I had worded the manifestation versus how it actually manifested so that I can improve my manifesting abilities moving forward and be even more specific, clear, and concise. So I guarantee you, you've already manifested more than you know. You just haven't taken notice of it, right? Or expressed true gratitude for it. And if you think about it, what sign is that giving the universe if you're not expressing gratitude for all the goodness that is coming your way? So when you realize that you've manifested things, don't be upset or attached to how you thought that it could or should be, but be grateful for how it did present itself to you because it's exactly as it's supposed to be. But if it was slightly off from what you had originally envisioned, that's fine. Get more clear and concise and continue writing it down every single day. Okay, it will come. Trust. But take these actions every single day. So to recap, step one, get clear on this goal and 10x that goal. Don't play small, my friend. You're capable of anything your heart desires. Step two, show the universe you are ready to receive. So make a list of the things in your life that need upgraded and start upgrading them incrementally, thing by thing. So for me, new toilet paper roll, yeah? New wardrobe as well. Step three, figure out the aligned action needed today and take that first little baby step. That's all. Show yourself that it's possible and start taking action. Number four, acknowledge what you've manifested every single day and express pure gratitude for however it showed up in your life, even if it was different than what you had originally thought. Okay. What you appreciate, appreciates. It comes back to you, but it's only when you take note and acknowledge this. So allow your goals to be as big as the universe Allow your mind to be expansive and step into the version of you who has already manifested these into your reality, and believe with every ounce and every cell in your body that this not only is possible for you, but write it down like it's already happened. Yeah, it's coming for you, my friend. Buckle up, that baby is on the way. It's gonna be a crazy ride, but I promise you, it's worth it. Take note of what's manifested in your reality, and I would love to hear what comes through for you after listening to this episode. So go find me over on Instagram, my brand spanking new one, Coach with Jamie, or on LinkedIn, Jamie Coleman, JamieKullman. And I can't wait to hear what you manifest next.